T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, welcome back. B. Mitchell Finley here, down at training camp, but we're doing a lot of baseball talk today. We have a lot of people already traded, and we got some more that may be going today as well. But this deal that we're talking so much about may not be totally done just yet. And as they say, the Padres are sitting there waiting, but we're taking your phone calls, finding out exactly what you think about the trade. Are you happy? Do you not like it? Let's go to, I think it's Billy, huh? Landfield, let's go to him.
Yeah, Bill in North Carolina.
Bill, what's up?
Hey, fellas, thanks so much for having me aboard. These things are tough. It's the cruel calculus of baseball, and Mike Rizzo isn't without fault. You mentioned the Giolito trade. The guy who could be the best pitcher in that whole thing was a throw-in called Dane Dunning out of Florida. So anyway, and then you throw in Lizardo and China, and they got away for a couple of relievers, and they gave the Phillies a starter in that Papelbon trade. Now, granted, he was the number five guy, but he lasted a few years, so it's tough. But anyway, you look at the Cubs tonight. How'd you like to wake up and be a fan in the loop this morning of that team? It's tough, but I think Turner wasn't gonna. That's the guy that hurts, obviously. But I don't think there's any chance if you gave him half a DC, he was going to resign. And I think Mike Rizzo knew that, and I think that was the wild card in this situation. But the fly in the ointment of this whole thing, of this whole situation, it's a sad day for all the fans, for all of us. It's tough because Max Scherzer was DC, he was the Nationals, but I think it's something that had to be done. I mean, if you hold everybody. And pay them, and pay Max, and pay Trey, and what do you wake up tomorrow with? You wake up with the oldest team in baseball that has a completely denuded farm system. There's not a guy in that system right now that can hit a ball out of the infield. There's no boppers. But anyway, it had to be done. I mean, it's just one of those cruel things. But the fly again in the ointment, overshadowing this whole thing, is the Steven Strasburg contract. That poor man, if that arm is done, That's a killer for the next 5 years. It's brutal. I mean, that's hovering over this whole situation. So that's the one to keep an eye on. The other thing, and this is a quick aside, but I don't know if it's a matter of digging up Perry Mason and putting batteries in the guy, but someone's got to go up against Peter Angelos in this god-awful Masson situation. This new catastrophe of a commissioner who doesn't seem to be able to put one foot in front of the other with these political situations, all the rest of it, he's completely worthless in my regard. But he doesn't know what to do with this situation. He just doesn't know what to do. And I think this is starting to hurt. I don't have the numbers in front of me. I'm never going to see those numbers. No one is. But I think this is starting to sting a little bit. And this is part of the consequences, what happens in this situation. It's a horrendous situation. They're extorting the Nationals. They owe them a ton. And Angelos is set to litigate this thing in an age of litigation for the next three generations. It's just not going to end, and he's just going to make this thing crawl.
Well, thanks for your call, Bill, and I think that's true. That deal does hurt them, but they've been paying people year after year after year after year. And I really look at the Scherzer deal a lot different than Trey Turner's deal. And I think people understood Scherzer was probably going to be gone. But you start looking at, like J.P. States, you look at those young guys who are coming up in this system, and whenever they become that star, they seem to not be signed back. The way that they do things, by deferring money and things of that nature, that hurts too. Those things are working against them. So let's go next caller, Landfield.
All right, let's head out to Ron in D.C. Ron, what's going on?
Hello, thank you for taking my call. I'm just calling to say that for all the fans in Maryland and Virginia, it's the district taxpayers who footed the bill for this stadium, and we have been hosed by the learners. The learners get a pass because Daniel Snyder is the worst professional sports owner, perhaps in all of pro sports. But we have not paid a single position player on the Washington Nationals. You look at who we've let go, Rendon, Ian Desmond. I mean, and now we're letting go Trey Turner. We don't pay the position players, and it's starting to hurt. And I think that money does matter. Also, think the previous caller made an excellent point regarding the massive money. Because
yeah.
these people don't become billionaires by giving away money. They care about the money. And the district taxpayers are paying them money. And they need to start looking at the fan base a little bit more. Thank you again.
All right, man. Appreciate it. And that's a good way of putting it. You know, we talk about that Masson deal, but, hey, who built the stadium? Taxes, not him.
I feel like with the Masson deal, kind of, they also can use it just as an excuse for anything. Like, no one really yeah. understands the Masson deal. Theoretically, it's less money than they should be getting, but they just use that any time a guy wants to leave because they don't want to pay him. They could totally pay him. They just don't want to. They say, oh, it's the Masson deal. It's the Masson yeah. deal.
And I think that's absolutely right. I think that's the point that JP was trying to put forward, where they keep using things as an excuse, but ultimately we don't want to pay it.
Right.
Okay. And we were just talking about this in the break as well. Everyone talks about the deferred payment, and how much money the Dodgers are going to eat. Deferred payment don't necessarily mean you don't still have some liability. You have to owe some of that. If you take money that was supposed to be paying me on the average of $25, $30 million a year, and then all of a sudden you defer a million of it until later on, you're not completely exempt from that. You still have to pay some level of it. The Dodgers may have to pay the part of the years that they have them, but I think the Nats will still have to pay some level of that money. They're not completely just, oh, now we don't have to pay any more of the money because we deferred it. Defer is yours. They
right.
just going to pay you later. So, but they still owe you some level of that money. Let's understand that a little bit.
Yeah, I think, and the other thing with about the deferred money is, you know, that's like, I can't defer buying a hot dog at the stadium. I can't pay them half now, half 8 years later.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm gonna pay you $1 on this hot dog and
right.
this beer. I'll come back and pay you the rest in a year or two.
I'll give you 50 cents every July from now until 2040. What do you think?
Let's continue with the calls, baby.
All right, let's go to Ed in Manassas.
What's up, Ed?
Hey, what's up?
Chilling, man.
Let me shift the focus here a little bit. I like this trade here because we are getting the two top prospects in the Dodgers organization, Gilbert Ruiz and Josiah Gray, in the top 100 prospects, they're number 41 and 42, respectively. And Gilbert Ruiz, a catcher, I think he's going to fit in nice with this organization because Yan Gomes, I don't know, who knows how long he's going to be here. He's been clutch of late, who knows. And that just in the active roster here, him and Rene Rivera, is he really going to be the future catcher? They're probably not. So I like getting Ruiz out of this. He's going to be a stable catcher for a couple years to come. And, I mean, he's...
Let me ask you a question, okay? I keep hearing people talking about, oh, this number prospect, is it a guarantee that they're going to come out and be anything? Probably not. But you knew what Trey Turner was, didn't you? So those same prospects, just like Carter Kieboom, he was supposed to be the next guy. How well is he playing for the Nats right now? See,
yeah.
I look at that aspect too. I know in pro sports, you can tell me what somebody's supposed to be. There's no damn guarantee with that. So I love the fact that we're excited about what we may have, but you know what? They may end up being like Carter Kieboom. They may be somebody that doesn't come out and do the things they're supposed to do.
B. Mitch, more about the prospect thing. Saying that we got the 42 and 44th best prospects in baseball isn't that impressive to me. You know, we traded.
Especially when you got rid of one of the best pitchers in a shortstop who is a superstar.
We traded the best pitcher on the team, who's one of the best pitchers in the league, and we traded like the second best position player on the team, and all we got back was the 44th and 42nd best prospects in the league. That's really not that impressive.
I'm kind of
upset about this now.
See, it's like every year, whether it's football first-round draft picks,
right,
we just automatically assume they're going to be great. You see a bunch of them every year are not great. Last year, guess what we had? Trace Young. He was great. Think about Dwayne Haskins. Was he great? No. When you come to baseball, people have said over and over again about what pitcher, what position player is the number one prospect. And then all of a sudden they show up, and guess what? They're not what you thought they were going to be. So you're putting a lot of hope into something. And, yes, the farm system was garbage. But how did they become garbage? Because you were getting rid of stuff, getting rid of people to try and win, and you won that. And look how quick things went south again. So, in other words, a lot of fans who are happy with this, how long are you willing to wait before everything comes together again? That's the question I ask. Let's go with the next call, Landfill.
All right, so we're taking your calls on the Nats, and if you want to call in, the number is 800-636-1067. That is 800-636-1067. Let's go to Frank in Culpeper.
Frank, what's up, brother?
Hey, how are you today?
Doing well.
I have a couple of quick comments, and then I'll let you talk about it, because these are the two areas that I think nobody's really addressing.
Okay.
Number one, you followed the Philadelphia games over the past four games that we just played with them, and in all probability, if a good baseball team, if we had walked away from that, we should have been 4-0. We walked away 2-2. Why? We gave up home runs in the ninth inning to two guys who hit it out of the park, and we lost the game because our bullpen didn't come through. Did you see anybody in the organization trying to strengthen our bullpen? I didn't see that at all. And yet every time we finish up a game, the manager says at the end of the fifth inning, if we're doing okay, I'm going to go to the bullpen because we think you're not going to go any further. Big mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Second part of my comment is, guess what this attitude now does to the team? We're taking away two of the better players that makes a difference in the team, in Scherzer and Turner, and we're saying, sorry, guys, we're sending them out of there, even though we started at the beginning of the season saying, we want these guys to be here. What does that say to Soto and all the rest of them, saying, hey, guys, forget about the second half of the season. We don't really care about it that much. And I'll wait to hear your answer.
All right, man. Appreciate you calling. But like, the thing, like he's absolutely right. The bullpen has been having issues for a long time, and they still have issues. So with all of these people that are prospects, who's going to step in right now and make them better? And because I look, and the young man, I think he used to be with the Pirates, and now he's with McCutcheon. How old is he? Didn't he knock a ball at the park the other day? Three-run shot? They were up 5-3 or whatever. He hits the home run, and they win it. But that's a guy who I think is past 30 years old right now. He was hitting home runs 8, 9, 10 years ago, and he's still hitting them. So that dude, 29-year-old Trey Turner, can still help your team. And the caller is right about mindsets of a team. You see the team not signing guys, getting rid of guys of those two. Those two were, I would say, leaders in the clubhouse, especially Max. But I still understand what they were doing with Max. But now the mindset becomes like, are we trying to win or not? Because players don't ever think about trying to lose. But that's what a franchise can do. That's what a front office can do. And right now, how are the players? What are they thinking? Are they messed up in the head a little bit? We'll see. Let's get one more call, Landfill.
All right, let's head out to Pat in Mechanicsville.
Mechanicsville.
Pat, how's it going? Pat.
Pat, you're up.
Oh, no. I think he's gone, B-Mitch.
Pat disappeared on us.
Well, if you want to call in and take Pat's spot, it's
1-800-636-1067. We're taking your phone calls. Make sure you give us your take on what you think about the trade of Max Scherzer, Trey Turner. A lot of other people going too, but those are the big names that are leading the way.
Right.
And there are going to be some other people leaving today. I just, listen, certain names pull you to a ballpark. We lost two of them that could draw people into that ballpark. Is it going to be those names that are those prospects? Like we all, everybody say this is a business. The prospects aren't going to be playing right now. So how are you generating that income when you're losing some of your draws at this point? Because I think those two guys that we were talking about were major draws for people coming into Nats Park to check out the games on a regular basis. Now, is it going to be the same? Lanford, what's your complete thing on this trade?
I think getting rid of Scherzer makes sense, unfortunately. You know, they weren't, he's old, they weren't going to bring him back. Getting rid of Trey Turner is really disappointing. It's tough. I think this is something we brought up a little bit earlier on the show. They saved a bunch of money by getting rid of Max Scherzer. You know, the theoretical case, if you're trying to defend the learners here, the argument is that they'll then use that money to reinvest in the team. and go out and sign some players and make a better team. But then they also got rid of Trey Turner. So that kind of really works against that argument there. You know, Trey Turner is the guy that you could have just re-signed with the money, and they didn't do that.
He's the guy that they were getting rid of somebody else for to pay, and then you get rid of that guy too.
Then you just get rid of that guy. So
yeah,
I don't know how you could really go into this thinking that they're going to take that money, whatever it is that they saved in this trade ultimately, and reinvest it in the team. It's not going to happen. They're not going out there and signing a shortstop. They're not signing one of these supposed big-name free agent shortstops. They're not going to even go sign another pitcher or middle reliever. None of that's happening. It's not happening this year. It's not happening next year. They're just going to sit on the money because commercial real estate is crashing, and they overextended themselves. That's it. That's what's happening.
Oh, yeah. That's it. And listen, we're going to be talking about this. People are going to get upset, but we have a lot more things that we'll be talking about on this show. We're going to take us a break here. When we get back, we'll be joined by Brad Spielberger and get his take on some different things. There were a lot of different things that went on in this town, too. Russell Westbrook is now gone. Think about that. He is not with this team anymore. We lost three big names, to be honest with you, different sports, but we have to keep moving. And, hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. We've all had that dream. Tie game, bottom of the ninth, bases loaded. Well, on FanDuel Sportsbook, you get more than one shot to swing for the fences because FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free. That's right. New users get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. There's a reason FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook. The app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same-game parlay, and always-on promotions that let you get more action out of every game day. And when you win, FanDuel will pay you your winning in as little as 24 hours. I love betting on baseball. It gives you a lot of different ways to bet. You can bet on the total runs. You can bet on strikeouts. All those different things, it gives you those options. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code Brian to get in on the action. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Brian, B-R-I-A-N. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old, present in Virginia. First online real money wager only for risk-free bet. Refund issued as a non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitchell Finley back, 106.7 The Fan.
The Fan.
Did we ever get Mullins?
Yeah.
Mullins?
We did, when you disappeared and kicked us to the curb, when you one-upped us and stuff.
I did not one-up anyone. Now, it is time to talk to Mr. Brad Spielberger from Pro Football Focus. He is a contract expert for Pro Football Focus. Brad, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the time.
Doing well. How about you guys?
Doing well, man.
We're doing well. Thank you. Obviously, some big news for the Washington football team this week, getting contract extensions done with John Allen and with Logan Thomas. I'd like to start with the John Allen contract. Your thoughts on the deal and what is the real deal versus what gets reported?
Yeah, always an important question. I think this was an example of a pretty solid win-win for both parties. I thought it was possible that Jonathan Allen, you know, as a former first-round pick, coming off his best season of his career, you know, at least by our grading, and you know, I think other people held that opinion, he could have maybe tried to push to join that, you know, $20 million per year group at interior defensive line. But I think the concession there, if you want to call it a concession, is that his $30 million signing bonus is substantial. It's a ton of money of the total 72 over four. To get that in a signing bonus is a great, you know, cash flow payment structure for him. So that's what makes it a win-win.
That deal, we hear $72 million. Is that a typical four-year $72 million deal, or are we looking at, like, he has this 1 year, the fifth year of his from his original contract, and two more some kind of way where it looks like it's more of a three-year deal, around $16 to $17 million a year?
So generally when it gets reported, you're only going to hear the new money value. So the $10 million fifth-year option for this year would not be included in that total. That is an important question, though. And sometimes that does kind of get cooked in. And so when you hear a deal, if they're talking about, you know, a guy maybe heading into a fifth-year option year, or a guy in a franchise tag like Taylor Moton in Carolina. But here, it should be the 4 year 72 it doesn't necessarily take place after 2021, but it is in addition to this year. So overall, it's, 5 years, $82 million.
Okay. There you go.
Drives it down a little bit. So kind of switching to the other side of the ball and the Logan Thomas contract, I understand why Logan wants the deal now, just to get some big money that he hasn't really gotten in his career. But, I mean, I think you're getting a top 10 tight end at top 30 price.
So, as crazy as it seems, $8 million per year or just over that does make him one of the highest paid tight ends, inside the top 10. I think the thing with Logan Thomas is, yes, he's 30 years old and he's new to us. He's new on the scene in the NFL. He obviously hasn't had a ton of snaps, so it's not like he's worn down. But, I mean, look, Rob Gronkowski retired before he was even 30 years old. So, yes. To get substantial money as a tight end at 30, even if it looks like maybe a bit of a discount, I think is a necessary game to play at a very physically taxing, grueling position. And I also think there is a chance that, he did have a ton of production last year, but there were also just not a lot of receiving options on the roster outside of Terry McLaurin. And I think maybe the deal might go back and you'd say, well, you kind of paid him on a peak. Now that we've had Curtis Samuel, Dyami Brown, some other options, he might not get that, the 100 targets again. So I think, again, you could probably characterize this one again as a win-win, just because of the age and the fact that, I think he made the most of the production, but he wasn't super efficient. He just had a ton of volume.
There's a guy on this team in Terry McLaurin that we feel is going to get paid. And JP has the notion, and I agree with him, that you get those guys that are drafted third round and they become those star players. You don't want them to get to free agency. You want to try your best to see if you can lock them up, like after that third year, going into that fourth year. Do you think that would be something that's smart to try and do as a team, to try and go to them before they hit the market? When you go to the market, you start competing against others, the money will go way up.
I agree 100%, and unfortunately for us, the Washington football team historically just has not really agreed with that approach. Mm-hmm. We obviously just talked about Jonathan Allen. They tend to be one of the teams in the NFL that lets guys reach the market, obviously not afraid to wield the franchise tag at all with Brandon Scherff twice in a row now. So they do operate that way where they're not a huge early extension team, but it is the smart move more often than not, and I absolutely think it would be smart here with Terry McLaurin. Because the wide receiver market is a bit suppressed right now, he's a phenomenal player. You get him, like you said, after the third year of his rookie deal is the earliest you can extend, and a lot of other teams do that. I think it would make a ton of sense. He's a star player. He's also clearly, an important player in this locker room. All you hear about the guy, even nationally, is he's a leader. He's a perfect, guy for this roster. So I think it makes all the sense in the world. He should be, interested on his end as well, and you might be able to get a good deal. Because, like I said, the wide receiver market isn't super strong right now, as we've seen with Davante Adams' squabble in Green Bay. There's a difference in opinion on value. So I think it can work out for both parties there.
What do you think the contract looks like for Terry?
If he has another season like he's had so far, or even, trajects a little bit upwards as he continues to grow, he should be trying to join that $20 million per year group as well. It's kind of been invalidated a bit, like I've said a couple times now, but he's still, we might see a Calvin Ridley or a DJ Moore extension, which could kind of solidify that market a bit. And if he has another great season, you did mention the third round aspect, You know, we saw Chris Godwin get franchise tagged, you know, did not get extended early. You know, Kenny Golladay reached free agency this year and got a solid deal, $18 million per, but on the open market. So, you know, maybe there's some leverage from Washington's side, but, he's a stud.
He's definitely a stud. $20 million is a lot, and I think you're right, especially knowing the cap's going up next year.
Brad, you look at these things. The cap is going up next year. But you look at the amount of people on this team that could be coming up in the next 2 to 3 years. They can't keep everybody, right?
100%. It's going to be very tough, and I think it gets interesting right away with Deron Payne. I think it gets interesting. I know they gave him the fully guaranteed fifth-year option, but, you know, maybe you explore trying to trade him or something like that, because you know Montez Sweat and Chase Young are coming up. Edge rushers cost so much money, and if you've already paid two, yes, they're good, but two interior defensive linemen, and then try to pay two edge rushers as well, you know, there's just not money left over for anybody else.
Is it a possibility that both of those guys, Tez and Chase, get paid on this team, or one of those guys will have to be gone?
If they also extend Payne, you know, at a number similar to Allen, maybe a little bit lower, but a number similar, it's going to be a really, really tough call on Montez Sweat, because if you then give him, I mean, look, he'd also be a $20 million per year player as well at that point, most likely. You know, the edge rush market, it also didn't have a great offseason, but tends to grow like quarterback, where if a good player comes up, you know, someone's going to pay him a ton of money. Then it's like you still have to pay Chase Young because the guy's a phenom, but at that point you have, you know, $60 million per year invested in your defensive line before giving him, I know this sounds crazy, he might be asking for $30 million per year, you know, once T.J. Watt gets his deal in Pittsburgh and a couple other guys get paid.
I mean, I think Chase Young, when he gets his deal, will be the highest paid defensive player in football. And that's not going to happen.
Very possible.
Now, obviously they're going to pick up the fifth-year option on Young, right? So they have 3 years before they have to get there. But in 3 years, I mean, you got Aaron Donald right now making 22.5. I think he's the highest-paid defensive player right now, deservedly. And the salary cap's about to pop 20%. I mean, the amount of money that's going to come Chase Young's way is just out of this world. Here's what I wonder, though, Brad. At some point, the Washington football team the Washington football team is paying their three quarterbacks on the roster about $13 million.
Mm-hmm.
Dak Prescott's making 40. Eventually, they're going to have to pay up at quarterback. If they spend all this money everywhere else, do they have to stay in this quarterback?
No, they draft the quarterback.
Basement?
It's a great question. And I think, you know, the perfect answer there is you basically would try to rely on the rookie contract quarterback. But, you know, if you're playing so well to where you're making the playoffs because your defense is elite, also just to scare you real quick, Joey Bosa is making $27 million per year. So Aaron Donald might even close to the highest paid defensive player in football. But, yeah, if you do all of that, then the only way you really can pull it off is if you hit on a rookie deal with a draft pick. Like you can't, you know, you could hit the Ryan Fitzpatricks of the world, but at a certain point it's like, why are we spending, you know, $150 million on defense just to go, you know, 10-7 with a bad quarterback or a mediocre quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, Garrett's at 25, Khalil Mack at 23. That's going to be wild money when it gets sorted out. If you had to guess, they got Allen done. That leads me to believe you can't do Payne. And then I think you got to get you got to keep Chase Young, and that leads me to believe you got to let Montez Sweat go. Do you kind of see a similar scenario shaking out there?
That's how I would go about it, 100%. And I think teams kind of, when they hit on draft picks, especially first rounders, you know, it's hard. You've invested a lot of money. Even Sweat, the guy who's taken the latest, they traded up for him, so a big investment there as well. It's hard to move on. And I think if they're going to move on, the smart thing to do, or, you know, would be to try to trade one. I mean, think of the haul you could get for you know, Montez Sweat. If he has another good season, you could get maybe, you know, first round pick plus in that scenario. And then look, then if you need to trade up to get a quarterback, there's a perfect solution for you right there. So I think they should be thinking of all those scenarios. Yeah, I know it's hard, and teams, when they hit on picks, they just want to not prove that they did a good job drafting and therefore pay them. But, you know, they want to, you know, they've invested in these guys and they want to continue to. But paying four defensive linemen top money is just not a realistic, you know, smart roster construction approach.
But the quarterback, Marty, is getting a drafted quarterback would probably be the best way to go with this thing. to be able to do 100%. Other stuff.
Yeah. But he's got to be good.
100%.
That's the other part of it. Hey, Brad, thank you so much for
appreciate
the time,
Brad.
Man. Everybody give him a follow at PFF_Brad. Let's get you back on once they start playing these games and talk more about the Washington football team.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
All right, brother. Thank you. When we return, going back to the phone lines, don't forget, Julie Donaldson joins the program at 1:30 here, BMission Finley. That's my jam, Landfill. Appreciate you, Jim Andrew Mullins, Landfill. So, you know what's really annoying, Mullins? I'd like to tell you something.
What's up?
I make a typo in a tweet, and people just love to point out that I made a typo. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, Ryan? Hit me with
yes.
it.
Both of you. I've been covering this. This is my ninth training camp covering this Washington football team.
Yes, sir.
Do you think I don't know Jonathan Allen's name?
Like you know it.
I wrote June Allen in a tweet. Our conversation with Brad Spielberger. I found an interesting note. And Landfill always wants me to tweet out the Listen Live link. So I did that too. CK, if you're listening, I did that too. I said, more from PFF Brad, our last guest. Hit the rewind button on the Odyssey app. Listen to it. More from PFF Brad. After Washington paid up for John Allen, questions linger for Daron Payne, Montez Sweat, and eventually Chase Young. And mm-hmm. then the quote from Brad was, paying four defensive linemen big money is probably unrealistic. I think it was a very good quote, right?
Yeah.
I wrote J-O-O-N. Clearly, the O just kind of stuck. I know
either
that his name is John.
Sometime when those things with auto spell, they spell what the hell they want to spell.
So the first tweet is somebody said June Allen and Daron Payne. That was tall Tyron Lannister. Madame Mailer just replied June. Crown Job replied any relation to June Ree. CW replied after June Allen, there's doubts over who's getting paid next, as confirmed by Ju Poo Finlu. That was kind of funny.
Well,
listen, it's a typo. I know what the guy's name is.
Well, that's why I shouldn't phase you. To hell with what they think. You know it's a typo. And people make mistakes because your phone is supposed to spell it sometime for you. And those things happen. You're not trying to get a grade on that.
Landfill?
So to hell
are you with me or are you with the people pointing out that I wrote June?
You know, I'm not really taking a side here, but I will just say I'm not surprised that you made a typo because – you make a verbal typo every time you say the word tweet because, you know, you pronounce it tweet.
Do you think instead of Jamarcus Periwinkle, you guys should start calling me Ju-Poo Finlu?
Ju-Poo Finlu?
Ju-Poo.
Ju-Poo Finlu.
Jamarcus Periwinkle is way better than that.
Ju-Poo Finlu?
Ju-Poo Finlu.
Just Ju-Poo.
Reporting live from Richmond.
Ju-Poo.
All right, we got callers. These folks have been on hold. Let's go to them. Start in Frederick, Maryland. With our guy, Harry. Harry, what's up, Harry, dude?
Hey, guys, how you doing? What's up, Brian?
What's up, man? I haven't heard that voice in a long time.
Yeah, man, been a while, man. Been hiding from this COVID, man.
Hey, we understand.
Dashing out, man. I've been drinking Corona rather than trying to catch it. You know?
I got it.
Yeah. But anyway, about these trades, man, I was fine with everything until I heard Turner's name. Then I was very disappointed, and... You know, they're talking about whether they got the two top prospects. What's going to happen when they come up for free agency in 3 or 4 years from now? Who's going to let them roll on out, too? You know? Mm-hmm. It just don't make sense to me, man.
I hear you.
Yep.
You sound sad, Harry. I'm sorry that you're sad. But I understand it. I think lots of people are.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Harry. Let's go to our guy Jared in North Carolina listening on the Odyssey app. I imagine. Jared, what's up, dude?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well, man.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, B. Mitch, how you doing, man? I'm a big fan, buddy. You were on my wall when I was a teenager, man. Part of the
appreciate it,
on my
man.
Wall, man.
Thank you.
I am not mad. And, JP, I'm glad you're on here because I just want everybody to remember why this is all happening this week, and it's because of what happened this weekend. And that was thanks to the Baltimore Orioles coming in and making a sweep had that gone the other way, none of this would be happening this week.
That's true. So, you're right. I think if they don't get swept by the O's, I think they.
So the O's.
The O's made are us, so bad.
They are so bad they beat us. They not letting us get our money from the TV thing. Then they come kick our tail and make us have to rebuild. They just,
that's right.
They messing up. They're killing us all kind of ways.
Thank
hey,
you
look,
for the call.
Everybody's upset with the learners, try dealing with the Angelos for a while, and then you'll go back and be appreciative of them.
That's a very good point also.
All right, man.
I mean, I think the learners are upset having to deal with Angelos and not getting their damn TV money, and I don't blame them at all. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067 is a phone number. Phone lines are open. Gamut DC listener lines. We want to hear from you. Right now, we're going to hear from our guy, Dwayne. Dwayne is in D.C. Dwayne, what's up, man?
Yeah, I wanted to make an observation about the Nationals trade because, like the last caller just said, Angelos, when he came to Baltimore, he pretty much broke up a team like this. And I feel it's about the same.
All right. Thank you for the call, Dwayne. Uh-huh. Appreciate you, man. You know, I don't know if – listen – Angelo's been a train wreck for the Orioles, and as somebody that has love for the Orioles, I hate to see it. I don't know if or when that thing's going to get better. I know I trust Mike Rizzo, and that's what matters in this scenario, honestly, to me, is that I believe in the dude calling the shots and making the trades. One thing that's weird, is this trade still not a done deal?
It's still not a done deal. The Padres are waiting, though. They're standing by.
I mean, that's a good option to have.
Yeah.
Here's what's crazy. You know, I know you talked about it briefly, but Russell Westbrook also got traded yesterday.
Yeah.
And I liked Russ. He was a nonstop ball of energy, and it made – whenever they went on that run, like I want to say it was February, but maybe it was March, it was fun to watch. But they're never going to win anything with Russ. I mean
– yeah.
Here's what I think is going to happen with the Washington Wizards, and I think it's pretty easy to see, honestly. I really like Brad Beal. I've gotten to meet him a few times. We've talked on and off camera. Great dude. I think he legit wants to be here. I don't think it's just athlete speak. I think he's going to get his – I believe he can now get a max extension because he was named All-NBA. I think he should get the max extension no matter what, and he can only get that from the Washington Wizards.
Uh-huh.
He can't get the max if he goes to free agency. So get the max, and a year from now, then maybe you get
well. I saw a report where he was kind of upset at the way the hiring went, and they did not try to talk to the guy you wanted, Sam.
Yeah,
Cassell.
Me and Beal both wanted.
I saw
Sam.
That report, and I'm like, I started thinking. Then I was like, okay, all this trade stuff coming up, he may want out, but he's still here. And I agree with you. I think Brad ultimately wants to be here, but I think it's going to get to a point where he's going to have to go somewhere else to get done what he wants. Because
eventually he's going
to
want to win.
Yeah.
Look, I love D.C. too, but I'm not a professional basketball player on a team that never wins. Here's what we got to do. So because we've been in Richmond training camp, it's been kind of chaotic down here, right?
Yeah, very much so.
We didn't get to do some of our usual stuff this week. We didn't get to do Real or Fake. We didn't get to do Bleep You Thursday. But I don't want to give up on Ask B. Mitch anything. I think we still need to do Ask B. Mitch anything. So what we're going to do in the last hour, phone lines will be open. You can call in about Nats trades. You can call in for Ask B. Mitch anything. Plus, I want to take a look around the NFL because I call it the beat bubble as a beat reporter. You get so locked in on what we're seeing and watching.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on all over this league. And there's one thing going on that I think our guy – Jim Mullins, Mr. Landfill, is going to think is hysterical. We're going to break that down. What's going on with the Indianapolis Colts next? 106.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run.
the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.